Quarter to six means time for the best 5 minutes of the day with our buddy, Dr. Jason Kanz, neuropsychologist at Marshfield Clinic and author and poet and bird lover and bee lover and just all-around Renaissance man. How's that for an intro?
That's good. I just changed my bio on social media yesterday and added chief financial officer of the Kanz Zoo.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. You know, our animals just keep growing, and so I'm the one who's really taking care of the funding and making sure it's all up and running. And you know, for those who don't know, I think we have 9 animals in the house currently, 8 animals in the house. So yeah, busy place.
We've got 2 dogs and we've got a ferret, and that's plenty actually. So yeah. All right. Well, it is the last one we're going to do until Tuesday, the 28th. So here it is, the 23rd. We'll be turning things over to the capable hands of Josh Stream. But you and I here today thinking about Christmas. And your suggestion is, hey, how about we touch on the Gospel of John?
Yeah. You know, I think when we think of the Christmas story, Matthew and Luke both come to mind because of what they share about Jesus coming into the world. And I had shared with you yesterday that it felt like John gets neglected in that. And so I thought I would read a little bit of that, starting at verse 1 of John 1. What I wrote was, John's opening is one of the most magnificent pieces of writing ever put down on paper. Echoing Genesis 1, John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Beloved, there is so much packed in that short sentence. As the second member of the Trinity, my Son is eternal. There was never a time when we were not one. He is the divine logos, the embodiment of wisdom, knowledge, reason, logic, poetry, and beauty. Perfect love has always existed between Father, Son, and Spirit, yet I am one God, not 3 separate entities. I know it is difficult to grasp the nature of the Trinity. That is okay. I am infinite. You are not. Simply understand that I am everlasting love. At the creation of the universe, Jesus was with me. Every good and lovely thing that you see is an extension of our love. There is nothing that exists apart from his divine permission and action. He created all things, calling the cosmos into existence out of nothing. He is the possessor and giver of life and the spring from which all life flows. He is the light that illuminates everything good, true, and beautiful. The light that possesses you is his light by the Spirit. His pure light bursts forth through the darkness, driving evil out of even the blackest corners.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I think it has... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we've been having a family Bible study on Sunday afternoons in recent times, and it's been good. I mean, basically, 6 or 7 of us are gathered around, and we were in John 1, actually, on Sunday, and, grappling with the concept of the Trinity with your family, do it sometime. And so...
Yeah.
It is a mystery, and yet it's... I think Jesus' baptism... is a wonderful place to see later, that working. It's kind of a classic place, right?
So. Yeah. You know, I think of this story, and part of it, the timing, I don't think is incidental. You know, that we're at that point of the year when the days are getting longer. I had heard the other day that we are halfway through the darkness, and that just kind of stuck with me. You know, the days are getting longer, and that idea that the pure light of Christ bursts through the darkness, right? And it drenches every corner of creation. And we get to bear witness to that. And one day, all darkness, all sin, all evil will pass away.
Yeah. Just thinking real quick about the Trinity, and there's an image, if you type it, Trinity Explained in Google, and I don't know the exact name for this, but I mean, it's just got, you've got in a circle of the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and the words across the it leads to the middle where the word God is, and the Father is God, the Son is God, the Spirit is God. But then the lines between the three is the Father is not the Son is not the Spirit, the Spirit is not the Father. So it takes some contemplation. So.
Yeah, and we got a whole life to work on thinking through that.
Well, I think all of eternity, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I think the thing that you and I seem to camp on and agree on a lot is this, the idea of be struck, and maybe this is a great thing to leave people with for a few days, is as you think of Trinity and you think of, yes, Jesus pre-existent, but the idea of relationship, the relationship in the Godhead, this Trinitarian relating, you wrote about it some in your earlier book, Notes from the Upper Room, from based on John 13 through 17.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think that the Trinity is not incidental. You know, it's not just an add-on to Christianity. It's absolutely core to how we understand God as love. You know, God has existed in a community of love for eternity and invites us into that place of love as well.
Well, tell you what, I'm going to make it one of my goals here publicly. I've got the book Delighting in the Trinity by, is it Reeves? And I think you've read it. I want to set that as a Christmas goal that when we reconvene on Tuesday, you can ask me, so how was Delighting in the Trinity? Okay, so there's a Christmas goal for me.
Wonderful book. Sounds good.
It's good to have a reading goal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to make a bold prediction that you will get one or more books for Christmas. I'm going to predict that.
That's probably a fair prediction.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Talk to you on Tuesday, not before.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Again, Letters to the Beloved, the book he was reading from John chapter 1, his devotional commentary. Took him about 6 years. And get yours for yourself or as a gift from Amazon. Just type in Cans and see his books. Michael Card, Celebrate the Child, WWIB. And do I know how to treat my coworkers or what? Because I know, Caleb, one of the songs, I saw you posting the lyrics on Facebook from Laura's Stories, Just Another Christmas. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's a song that has meant a lot to me the last couple of years. And we posted it on the WIB radio page as well, too, yesterday morning. And again, it's just, don't let this be just another Christmas, Lord. Let me feel the wonder of heaven touching earth and of 1,000 angels singing, our God is here. It's not just about the stockings. It's not just about the tree and all the preparations and all the busyness and all the stress. Can we set that aside for a moment to truly be in awe of what God did? And I love that song. Yeah. You are such a gifted singer-songwriter.
And we heard from Julie Miller with Third Day, Manger Throne. You love
that
one.
That dirty manger is my heart, too. I'll make it a royal throne for you.
There we go. All right.
Love that. I think I just had a piece of fresh fudge, by the way. I had never had fresh fudge. And you were talking about a time of wonder and like things we've never. It's a revelation.
Which kind did you have?
The cherry?
The cherry, yeah. The chocolate covered cherry
goodness.
Fudge.
Lindsay, the goddess. never had fresh fudge. It's the best thing in the world.
Really? it's fantastic, yes. And she has been making a lot of delicious treats recently. Like I come home and there's something new.
I'm gonna kidnap her.
And the other day at lunch, she offered me, it was I think chocolate covered peppermint Oreo.
What?
And she offered one and I declined, but then I had to say, I actually already snitched one. So that's why.
All right, it's time for our WIB Wake Up Show gift exchange. So we've got our gift bags here.
Yay!
Because none of us really wanted to wrap anything this early in the morning.
What? You brought me something? What?
This has been, for me, the prelude to this is like, this is why it's the most wonderful time, but it's a complicated time. Because anyhow, however we were going to define the gift exchange, somehow the communication on that got a little messy.
Yeah.
And so it is what it is.
I like that both you guys decided to give me stuff. And it's messy because I didn't really bring you anything.
Well, yeah.
Except cookies.
We're going to start with you, ladies first. This is for Caleb here.
Thank you. I've got yours somewhere down here.
All right. So Susan is opening.
Angry Birds the Game? Are you kidding me?
I found it Black Friday shopping and knew it screamed it was for you.
It is screaming for me. Oh, I've never even seen this. I play online, but this is a real game that I can do with others and improve my family.
And it's for 5 and up, so when those grandkids do arrive, they can have fun playing with you as well.
With me in the nursing home. Thank you.
That's awesome.
And this is, I agree with my daughter, Catherine. When someone gives you something in a gift bag and there's tissue paper, it's like, this was enough, but then do I rats around in here for more?
Keep looking.
Look at their Keurig pods. And a foil wrapped.
Oh, I know what that is.
It looks like a baked potato.
Caleb's gotten that before.
Yes, I have a good guess.
Is this your delicious summer sausage?
Yes.
Oh, my word. I think I'm just going to win the charcuterie board this year. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Wow. Wonderful. This is too much. Okay, that what I gave you is just the beginning. I'll bring you...
This is the time when we don't need to compete.
yeah, exactly. That's good to know.
Well, good. Okay, do I open the next one or do you open it?
Why don't you open it?
Oh, now I open Mark's?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's
all right.
A good way to go.
We've got a black and white striped bag from Sephora, which is now
I grab whatever gift bags I can find.
Hey, no, I'm with you. All right, it is not one, but two books.
Oh.
Don't flinch. Barry Alvarez, the autobiography, the most legendary coach ever in Wisconsin.
Just retired as AD.
And Reggie White, In the Trenches, the autobiography of Reggie. Thank you. Reggie would have been 60 this week, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Man.
Wow, I was just thinking about him. Thank you, Mark.
Left us way too soon.
Yeah.
He did. That's so thoughtful.
On the back, how does the Minister of Defense reconcile his faith with his bruising presence on the Packers' defensive line? I hit hard, he growls, for the glory of God. I love Reggie, and I do believe there's one more. I got the summer sausage as well.
Mm-hmm. We are so lucky.
Thank you, Mark. Merry Christmas.
We're just starting.
Oh, man, I love football books.
Hands.
Thank you.
Okay, do you want to look at your Christmas cookies?
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
There they are right next to you.
All right.
There's just a... I just want you to tell the listeners what they're shaped like, because that's the only way we could make this...
Are we opening these at the same time or separately?
I don't, Susan, just open them at the same time.
Okay,
I didn't know if we were stupid little things.
Yeah, no, wonderful, beautiful Christmas cookies. Wow.
Also, my bag is monogrammed with the C and an S for my name. Thank you.
I used to hug the gun and everything.
King. Wow. These are like individual pets. There's a sheep. Did you make these?
Uh-huh.
Are you serious?
I'm almost 60, and it only took me like 45 years to learn how to do
this. These are incredible.
You're welcome.
The cookies?
Wow.
Yeah, right. I mean, these look like designer art.
Okay,
I seriously thought these were purchased.
Can I open my next present now?
Yeah, thank you. Lots of snacks.
Okay, that's it.
Mike, is everything you do artistic?
Yeah, and everything.
Reindeer chow galore.
Yes. My good, seriously, this is super classy. You could sell this bag for like $50.
And I'm seeing a gift card too. Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much. All right, is Susan opening mine?
You shouldn't have. That's wow.
My goodness, Susan, thank you.
This is from Caleb. It's an office coloring book. Welcome to Scranton.
Well, I just know how much you love coloring.
I love coloring and I love The Office. This is too good to be true. What's the catch? Do I have to share it with you?
I didn't get you the one with the actual colors that came with it because it wasn't going to get here in time.
Aaron Rodgers just referenced The Office a couple of days ago as one of his favorite shows. What do you know?
Okay, he got me a card of Affirmators. They're 50 affirmation cards to help you help yourself without the self-helpiness. This looks so good. This is what you guys, you have to endure. The listeners don't. Whenever I do one thing good, I go, good job, Susan. And they look at me like, I'm like, it's positive self-talk.
Right.
Okay.
Verbal affirmation.
Good job, Susan.
Yeah. These are meant to spur this on with a dose of humor as well. There's a giant unicorn on the front.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to read one of these later. And then you got me some Shakespearean insult bandages.
In case the dollar store ones are wanting
thy
ever.
Prize. Oh, thy breath stinks with eating toasted cheese. This is so creative and amazing. Thank you so much, Caleb.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Fantastic.
I'm very happy.
And creative.
All right.
I'm going to color now.
Mark says just one thing in it.
All right.
I really hope you don't have this yet.
Even the red... cray paper he does looks better than the beat up kind I shared. All right, we've got the it's a big box. Oh, Scrabble to go. No, I do not have it. Oh, that's not, you know, my own personal copy. Wow, and it's good size too. Yes,
it comes in a zip case.
Really gotten into Scrabble.
That's so
even more
smart.
Than ever lately. Thank you. That's a terrific.
And now you can practice and win online too.
Man.
And the thing is, from a spiritual standpoint, it's roughly the size of a Bible in a Bible case. So, you know.
Oh, so is it?
You can bring
Bible
it to church.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, right.
Play with family and friends.
You know what? It is such a joy to get presents from people who know you. And I don't want, but God knew what we needed. He sent his son to pay the penalty for our sins. And you guys, I don't know. I think that's part of it. Getting presents from people who know you, know just what you need, just what you love. Thank you. I love you both.
Wonderful Merry Christmas, gift exchange. Guys. Yeah, thank you very much. That was fantastic. And one of our longer segments of the year.
It takes a while to open to really savor. Yeah. Well, it is our weekly tradition. We're doing it a day early because we're off tomorrow for Christmas Eve. It's time to get you caught up here on everything you might have missed in the past week. Whether it be news, sports, politics, pop culture, we aggregate all that information and bring it to you in condensed form. Because we respect your time. We call it headlines. Here we go.
All right, and starting it off, a study found that 2 in 5 American parents believe that their kids are spending too much time online.
That's an interesting story, and I want to thank my kids for emailing it to us.
Here's something I learned on the internet. Honeybees can be trained to detect explosives.
Can you see this scenario at airport security? Sir, would you mind stepping in this giant swarm of bees for just a moment?
Just take a moment.
Yes, I would.
Well, this story was very interesting. When a little boy was snatched by a leopard in India, his mother chased after the animal. The chase spanned over 0.5 mile, and the leopard eventually dropped the boy.
Mm-hmm. After the mom gave it the look.
Works on humans, works on animals.
That boy.
As a husband, you don't want the look either. A study finds Starbucks festive-themed hot drinks have the same amount of sugar as not one, not two, but 3 cans of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, 3 times the sugar, 10 times the uppity.
After more than 2 months, the Kellogg strike is officially over.
That's great.
Thank you, Tony.
Another recent study found that diet soda is bad for your teeth.
Yeah, that's why doctors recommend opening the cans with your hands.
Smart.
Oh, that's a good one. And finally, Apple will delay bringing its workers back to the office until a yet-to-be-determined date while giving all of its employees $1,000 to buy equipment for their home offices.
$1,000? That should help them purchase at least half an iPhone.
So true.
Those are your headlines. A day early, and now you're all caught up. Well, we all know that it's been kind of stressful the last couple years for a lot of folks, a lot of workers, pretty much worldwide, and this includes ham sniffers.
Ham sniffers? I didn't even know that was a job.
I will explain because I had no idea either, but there is a dedicated, very small bunch of folks in Spain who sniff hams. Cinco Jotas, a 142-year-old company in Spain, has a team of expert ham sniffers, and they're exhausted. The company specializes in traditional production methods of acorn-fed Iberian ham, and part of its quality control methods, no joke, is having trained workers smell the hams before they can be sold.
Aha. The process is simple on its face. Poke the meat, take a sniff, determine if the meat is up to muster by seeking out specific scents that will indicate whether the ham meets the quality expectations of Cinco Jotas.
You would think they would have a dog do this, but then they probably wouldn't have any hams.
One sniffer called a callador. This is a callador. I don't know.
I'm a callador.
A callador at Cinco Jotas. Works year-round by him smell. Smelling around 200 hams a day. During the holiday season, however, he's sniffing 800 hams a day alongside 5 seasonal sniffers.
Seasonal sniffers. Walmart hires seasonal cashiers. People hire seasonal production
Mason
workers.
Shoe, yeah.
Yeah. Each seasonal ham, customer service. Seasonal sniffers.
Each ham gets 4 sniffs, and that's a total of 3,200 sniffs per day. I think that they have grounds for exhaustion.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. Manuel Vega Dominguez, who's been doing quality controls since back in 98, told the Wall Street Journal that all this inhaling is putting him at the limit of human possibility. Still, he's not dissuaded. If duty calls, he's willing to try and get some more hams in. He told WSJ, I will find a way to sniff 801. Perhaps 802 is possible.
I will find a way.
Thank you, ham sniffers, the unsung heroes.
Yes.
Hams everywhere. Thank you.
We try and bring what's in the darkness into the light and say, thank you. Thank you for sniffing those hams.
So we don't have to.
Right.
I just saw Mike Rowe on one of the 24/7 news channels we had, and apparently he's got a holiday song that ties in Dirty Jobs. So is this one of those? I don't know. Does that count? Is ham sniffing qualified? WWIB, running out of shopping time for Christmas, right?
Yeah, so with just a couple shopping days left, really, anxious shoppers are getting a little desperate. According to a study, here's the thing. If you really are desperate and anxious and ready to take drastic measures with your Christmas shopping, do you really have time to answer a study? I mean, do you?
No.
Anyway, well, according to a study that did get some respondents, 67% of consumers, 2/3, are willing to take quote unquote drastic measures to finish up their Christmas shopping. What types of people are most likely to take those drastic measures? Parents and men top the list. I mean,
most women are already. They've been ready since Black Friday. Yeah, they've got it covered. What kinds of drastic measures, you ask? Parking illegally?
That's a no-no.
Don't do it.
How about paying ridiculously high last-minute shipping charges? You know, that's what we say. Just throw money at the problem. We'll deal with it later.
And this is the thing, like, I despise paying shipping, and I don't know what it is, but I want free shipping, and I know I'm paying more for the items most of the time to get said free shipping. I just don't want to pay for shipping, but there have been times when I've backed myself into a corner where it's like, I have to pay how much to get this here in time?
I just did that for Zach's present.
I mean, you do what you have to do.
Yeah. And the thing about the shipping is these poor guys who are delivering. Honestly, if I was a parent and I had to listen to my children's expectations every day, like, I can't wait till Christmas. I mean, I remember thinking like, I hope it's everything you dreamed. I can see why you would pay extra to get something there in time. And then these poor delivery guys.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine? They're there well into the night delivering
stuff. Oh, goodness
gracious. And ladies.
We had something delivered. And again, I felt so bad. We didn't ask for this. We had something delivered at like 11 something at night a couple nights ago. And it's like, what kind of hours? Are you poor folks working? Thank you. And drive carefully. So that's 77% of parents who say they'll pay ridiculously high last-minute shipping charges or park illegally or something. Frantic mail shoppers close behind, 25% of men surveyed say they'll, quote, buy anything just to buy something. I have to say, working retail for many years, you would see that it's always the eve of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And Christmas Eve, where the flock of dudes comes in and it's just, bless you guys, because you know you need to get something and you waited a long time and I just hope it was still in stock.
One of my life slogans is something's better than nothing.
Right? So, I mean, you know. Is this you then, Margaret? Like, have you been in this situation?
As a kid, I remember being at the Mayfair Mall on Christmas Eve in the game section. I don't even know. I don't know what I was supposed to visit for my siblings or something, but I mean, I remember like, this is what it's like on Christmas Eve when you're one of the last shoppers. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
But, well, you know what? Again, it's not always about what you purchase. It's about family, and ultimately, it's about the Savior.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of you are still going to be out the next couple days, so be careful on the roads. Be kind,
mm-hmm.
and enjoy.
That's right.